What's in a name? When a scientist discovered a new element in the early days of chemistry, he or she had the honor of naming it. Now researchers must submit their choices for a name to an international committee called the International Union of Pure and Applied Chemistry before they can be placed on the periodic table. In 1997, the UPAC decided on names for the elements from 104 through 111. These eight elements are now called rutherfordium, dubnium, seaborgium, borium, hassium, meitnerium, darmstadtium, and roentgenium. The new names are a compromise among choices presented by different research teams. The Russians gained recognition for work done at a laboratory in Dubna. Americans gained recognition for Glenn Seaborg, the first living scientist to have an element named after him. The British recognized Ernest Rutherford, who discovered the atomic nucleus. The Germans won recognitions both for Lise Meitner, who co-discovered atomic fission, and for one of their labs in the German state of Hesse. Both the Germans and the Russians won recognition for Niels Bohr, whose model of the atom led the way toward modern ideas about atomic structure. The German group that discovered elements 107 to 111 is recognized in the name Darmstadtium for their lab. Element 111 was named in honor of Wilhelm Röntgen, who discovered X-rays and won the first Nobel Prize in physics.